I would like to call the May 7th to quarterly commissioners meeting for the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Vision Impaired to order. And just going to start out with some housekeeping and general announcements. We are going to be recording the meeting, so it's important that we speak loudly, and hopefully everybody will be heard. There will be a recording of this that will be on the website in a few days. We'll have public comment time, and it's on the agenda, and we will, when it's at that time, we'll take names. And if you have something to say, let us know, and you'll be heard. We do have agendas here. I think everybody here has one, but if you don't, let Kathy know. This meeting will be run in compliance and in the spirit of the Nebraska Open Meeting Law. And Kathy, do you have a copy of that if there's any concerns or questions? And then also, I just wanted to make sure that this meeting was announced in certain public publications and things. Kathy, would you want to tell everybody where we were announced this meeting?
Yes, the notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, on NFB Newsline, and sent to Radio Talking Book. And the notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for setting up the meeting here. The accommodations have been nice. We are meeting at the Holiday Inn here in 2nd Avenue here in Kearney for the recording's sake. I guess this would be a great time to kind of let everybody introduce themselves. So I will start, and then we'll go to the commissioners, and then go from there. So again, good morning, everybody. My name's Mark Bolger. Currently, I serve as the chair of the commission board. I am the American Council of Blind, American Council of Blind, or ACB, designee on this board. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. So Brent, would you be next?
Yeah, I'm Brent Hine. I'm the executive secretary, and I'm not a designee for ACB or NFB. I'm just regular run-of-the-mill members.
At large. Yeah.
At large, yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Brent. How about you, Linda?
Hi, I'm Linda Mentink. I'm from Columbus, and I am an at-large member, new to the board.
And then Cheryl.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Livingston. I'm from Lincoln. I am also an at-large member of the board. I am a member of the National Federation of the Blind, and this is my first term serving on the board.
Thank you, Cheryl. Carlos?
Carlos Cerva, Executive Director of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind. The office is in Lincoln.
Thank you, Carlos. Kathy.
Kathy Stevens, Administrative Technician from Lincoln.
Kat.
Kat Carroll, Deputy Director for Finance.
Carol.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director of Services.
Am I missing anybody?
No.
Okay. Well, again, welcome everybody. We'll get on with the agenda. Next on the agenda is, well, I'm going to ask, Brett, would you mind reading
sure,
the agenda to everybody?
9 a.m. is the call to order. Welcome and introduction announcement of concerning public comment periods, meeting agent agenda, Open Meeting Act and publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 is approval of the February 5th, 2022 public meeting minutes. 9:15 is the report from the commissioners. 9:20 is report from the executive director. 9:35 is public comment. 9:45 is the newsline update. 9:55 is the client assistance program, or CAP, complaints or issues. 10:10 a.m. is the public comment period. 10:20 a.m. is a break. Then we have new business starting at 10:35 a.m. with discuss and act on the approval of the executive Director's time certification. 10:40 a.m. is discuss and act on the approval of employees in-state and out-of-state travel. 10:45 a.m. is vote to enter executive session. 10:50 a.m. is executive session to conduct the executive director annual evaluation. 11:25 a.m. is to vote to leave executive session. 11:30 a.m. is act on the retention of the executive director and his salary. 11:40 a.m. is final announcements, and 11:45 a.m. is adjourned.
Very good. Thank you, Brent. First item, I guess the next item on the agenda will be the approval of the February 5th, 2022 public meeting minutes. And I guess for the record, I don't know if we need to say this. We had a training period between February 5th and today, but I don't know if we have to acknowledge that or anything. There were no minutes, but
right.
We did meet, and it was a pretty productive training session that we did virtually. So back to the approval of the February 5th, 2022 public meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Second.
Thank you, Linda. We'll do a roll call vote. Brent?
Approved.
Linda?
Approved.
Cheryl?
Approved.
And Mark says approve also. So again, for the public, the minutes are posted on the website. As always, thank you, Kathy, for putting them together so thoroughly and timely. And thank you, commissioners, for reviewing them and making them the best we can represent. So next item on the agenda is report from the commissioners. And Cheryl, would you like to start first?
Okay, sure. Well, what I've been doing, I was able to attend the state staff meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired at the end of April, April 25th and 26th, I think the days were, in York. And it was a good meeting. There was a lot of things discussed at the meeting. You know, some training, and we also helped John Smith celebrate his time at the commission. He had a retirement party that Tuesday night at Chances Are in York, and so we helped him celebrate all of his many good years at the commission, and that was a really good time. And the meetings were interesting, and so I was able to do that. And of course, Mark, you had mentioned the training on March. I can't remember what day that was. It was sometime.
I think it was the 12th.
The 12th, okay, of March, where we had some training and learned more about how the commission board works and how things work, with the commission. So that was good, and we had a good training session over Zoom. Of course, I've been active in the National Federation of the Blind as the state treasurer. We had our quarterly board meeting in April. Are we to report also on our involvement in consumer organizations? Mark, is that?
Whatever you feel that's pertinent. What we're trying to do is just share to the public and that we are engaged in the matters that are important to the blind in
okay.
the state of Nebraska. And consumer okay. groups are important, so.
Yep. So I attended the quarterly board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. And also in March, we had our convention virtually at the end of March. The last weekend of March, we met over Zoom and had a state convention. We had a representative from Washington, D.C. And my mind is really fuzzy this morning. I can't think of what the guy's name was.
Sean Calloway.
Yes, Sean Calloway. Linda's memory is much better than mine here. So Sean Calloway was our representative, and we had a whole weekend of activities and discussions and presentations and good things like that. So that's kind of what I've been doing over the last little while.
Very good. Thank you, Cheryl. Linda, how about you?
Well, I neglected to say that I'm also a member of the National Federation of the Blind, and so I attended the same convention that Cheryl attended and the same board meeting that Cheryl attended because I am a board member, and we were all reelected. And I also serve as the president of the Columbia Area Chapter of the National Coalition of Light of Nebraska, and we meet monthly. And so our group is all seniors right now, and some of us are dealing with health issues. So we have 8 members, but normally we only have 5 to 6 members in attendance. So I do that every month. I'm also a member of the Friends of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And we had a couple special meetings since our February 5th meeting. And those meetings have been basically to try to set up a website. We're looking for a web developer, someone who can maintain a website, develop one. And then we talked about a couple other grant proposals and things we're working on. And also we have applied for a Blatton Award, which is given through the NFB, the Jacob Blatton Award, sorry, I forgot Jacob. And so we're hoping to get some funding from that to help pay for said website that's going to be developed. And so we've had a couple meetings regarding that, and we had to, you know, form a request letter and get a couple other letters from that. And Carlos very graciously gave us a letter of support. So we'll know by May 15th, and if we don't hear anything, that means we didn't get it. So I'm a praying woman. I don't get cross my fingers because I don't get anything done that way, but I'm praying that we'll be able to get one of those awards. And if that happens, it'll be awarded publicly at the National Federation of Blind Convention, which will be held in New Orleans, July 5th through the 10th. And I plan to attend, and since I'm first vice president of the Friends Board, I will probably be the one to go receive the award if we get it, because our president, Robert Newman, will be away with his wife on a cruise. So other than that, I've been, you know, trying to navigate stuff with my iPad, so that's been a learning curve, but anyway, we won't go there. So I've been keeping busy.
Very good. Well, thank you, Linda. Brent, how about you?
As usual, I am serving as an example of what blind people can do in the hospitality business. As for example of something that's happened since the last meeting is back in February, after the last meeting, I was actually the acting general manager for 3 weeks because my boss had to go to Colorado to help out one of our hotels. So for 3 weeks, I was basically the person in charge and proved that, yes, in fact, we can run a hotel. So that was pretty cool. I also participated in the commission's all-staff meeting that was last week with Cheryl over there, and it was quite the first time for me doing that, so it was quite the experience. I know one thing in particular that was a learning experience for me is they had a speaker talk to us about, I think it was like cranial vision of the impaired.
Cortical,
thank you. I know it started with a C. Anyway, the cortically visually impaired, which I didn't even know was a thing. And with my, you know, biology background, of course, was very interesting to me how all of that worked and everything. But it was very educational, learned a lot, and was glad to be there to support John at his retirement and party, and to help with Cheryl represent the board, and to support all of our counselors. So.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Brent. And Linda, hopefully sometime you'll be able to attend one of those in your years of service.
Yeah,
on this board.
I am. For those of you who don't know, and maybe you do, but I still hold on a job, and so I'm not able to attend because it's not easy for me
sure.
to get off. One of the things I do is I play organ for our school chapel services, and so if I'm not there, there's no organist, and I'm the only music teacher, so there you are.
There you are. Yeah, no, that's important too. And I wasn't able to go this year either. I have in the past. I've always found those to be very informative, and just, you know, I just, it's great to see the team get together. And they, you know, with the pandemic and everything, you know, it hasn't been able to do that. So I bet it was nice for everybody to see each other. And, you know, we are a statewide agency, and we got a lot of different players in different areas that we don't always see each other. So that's good. Well, for me, the big thing, I serve as the American Council of Blind of Nebraska state president, and we are having the American Council of the Blind National Conference here in Omaha this year in the state of Nebraska. It'll be July 1st to July 8th. I'm also the chair of the host committee, and we have been meeting pretty much every week virtually by phone since probably September. A lot of little details involved in having a national conference. You know, typically, you know, when you have a national conference, they have a national team that organizes the guts of the meeting, but the host committee has some responsibilities. So we have to have a welcome party. We're going to do that on July 1st. It'll be kind of a nice thing. We're going to have a Beatles tribute band that's going to come play, and we'll have snacks and music and dancing, and then we're going to have some great door prizes and goodie bags and different things like that. So those are all things that we're working on. The other ACB of Nebraska thing is due to the depth of the work for the national conference, we decided to delay our state convention until August 20th. And another reason was that we're hoping that, you know, a lot of people from throughout the state of Nebraska will be there, and then maybe we can introduce them to our consumer group organization. We are trying to do as much as we can to reach out to people in the state and neighboring states to encourage them to check something out. You know, check it out. It's a neat opportunity to see some neat technology exhibits and other things like that, and just kind of see how things are run at a national level. So if you're within earshot, you know, we encourage you to come check it out. Our format is we have like a general session in the morning, and then they have a whole host of different types of breakout meetings, speakers and things like that in the afternoon. And one of the things that I think the ACB does is they do a lot of local tours and things. So one, if you've never had dinner on the Missouri River, they're going to have a Missouri River cruise and dinner, so things like that. So those always seem to be pretty popular. So we're going to have state convention again on the Saturday, August 20th. And I also serve as the Omaha Association of the Blind president, and we have been meeting virtually since the pandemic started, and we're going to resume meeting in person starting this month. So I got to confirm with Carlos, but we're going to have you come speak. That still works out. But yeah, I kind of got distracted here lately on things. So, I guess the other thing of note is you know, I answer the phone for the Omaha Association of Blind and ACB, and it's amazing how many calls we get for people saying, hey, I'm new to blindness, you know, I'm interested in this or that. And, normally what I will do is, you know, my first thing is I just listen, and then I also definitely want to promote the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired services. And in the past, typically what I've done is when I get a referral like that, I will send it directly to Nancy. But in the future, having talked to I'm going to do both. I'm going to refer them to Nancy, but also to the 1-800 number. But my thinking, the reason I do Nancy is a lot of times you know, somebody will call and you tell them to call somebody and they won't. And so I want to make sure that we get them connected. And I know that may screw up the tracking of how the referrals are, but my experience has been when you give somebody a number, they may or may not do it. And I believe in what we're doing so much that I want to do anything I can to facilitate that. So, that's important. We get people pointed in the right direction when they're blind, and whether they're young, whether they're employment age, or whether they're older. The Nebraska Commission for the Blind has the services to help them remain independent and be as productive as they can be and want to be. So that's kind of what my report is for as a commissioner, what I do. So thank you, commissioners, for sharing what you're doing. Good job. Keep up the good work. So next item on the agenda is a report from the executive director. And Carlos, are you ready to go?
I am. Do I need the microphone? Okay.
And again, I want before Carlos speaks, I always want to thank Carlos and the different staff people for preparing such very detailed and informative reports. And it's nice that we have them in a timely manner. Thank you, Kathy, for getting them out. And it just helps us all prepare and be ready for the meeting today. So, Carlos, it's yours.
Thank you, Mark. For those who don't know, I usually separate my report on different sections. So the first part is administration, which includes the type of activities I do, as well as the deputy directors. Kathy also. So I attended several national and state meetings. The Council of State Administrators or Vocational Rehabilitation Agencies National Conference, I attended that one in March. Also the regional quarterly meeting with the NCSAB, which is the National Council of State Administrators of Agencies for the Blind. I'm in the executive committee, so I attended the monthly calls with them, as well as the monthly planning committee, because as president-elect, I am supposed to be planning the conference, which takes place next week. Part of being president-elect, I also have monthly calls with the assistant deputy commissioner, who is Carol Dobak, to talk about issues that pertains to all the state agencies for the blind. I also attended the Nebraska Advisory Committee for Special Education. We did spend a lot of time trying to get in there, so finally in there. Carol attended the transition committees for the state. The OMSTED has also three main meetings. The steering committee, I'm in there, so I attended that one. I also attended the advisory committee for the OMSTED, as well as the education and employment committees. I also attended the ADA Task Force quarterly meeting. And last week I attended the National Conference for the American Foundation for the Blind Leadership. We did complete our portion of the combined state plan. It was a modification that we had to do every 2 years. After RSA took a look at that last week, they make some suggestions, so we need to update those. It's just minor changes, so we should be completing that this coming week, or at the most in 2 weeks. We also got our complete federal award on April 20th, so that means that we got all the funds from the federal government that we need to get for the rest of the fiscal year. LB 1267, the bill that would give $500,000 to the different commissions, had a hearing in February, and there was no action until a few days ago, where the committee decided to postpone any actions on all the bills that the governor might or express concerns. So it's not in action for now, and we'll see what happens next year on LB 1267. That bill is the one that used funds from the American Rescue Plan. We will have a OIP conference by the end of August 8th and September 1st. The plans are to have it here in, no, not here, but in Grand Island. Is right, that Kathy? That's what we are working on, right?
I haven't been informed. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You will have to just get a contract, I guess, eventually.
I haven't heard from Elaine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. She needs to CC you those emails. Okay. But that's the plan, to have it in August 30th and September 1st. Aileen Rivera and David De Noteres are going to be helping with this conference. As you know, we are short of staff, so we are subcontracting different programs in order to keep in touch and also providing quality services to our clients. Both Aileen and David have a nationwide experience on providing this type of training. So we are confident that they will do an excellent job. We continue to work on the corrective action plan. We had a monitoring review for 2 years ago, so it's taking a long time. RSA was not clear in their comments or suggestions, so we asked for a meeting. We had that on April 28th, and after some clarification, we feel more comfortable, and they gave us an extension until May 16th to complete the third quarter. There are supposed to be 4 reports. I don't think we're going to be done by July, but RSA says as long as we are making progress, we shouldn't be concerned. According to them, we are, 85% completion, is that right?
Yes.
But it's not in writing, it's just over the phone that they mentioned. So that's what we are doing on the corrective action plan. Then Kat and Julie completed several federal reports. Kat also worked on the paperwork to get a lake liquidation request, which is basically a fund from 2020, the fiscal year 2020, that we couldn't use, but we were supposed to expend. So we submitted that request, it was approved, and that money is basically already set aside for the AWARE Interactive, that financial portion, right, Kat?
Yeah.
That's
well,
the main.
There's the service portion.
The service portion as well, to improve the services on AWARE. Some of the furniture that we ordered but were not even delivered until recently, and a lot of vending machines that we also ordered but couldn't get it because of the manufacturer shortage of staff. Kat also Kat and Eric Brandyberry work on the client services business practice. It's a document that is going to help both the business office and field staff to be the same page so we can provide better documentation to each other and move quicker on the the services. And the training is going to be provided to field staff in the next few weeks. Kathy Stevens is working on finding rooms for both the National Convention of the ACB and the NFB. We are having a hard time getting words from them for direct billing, but we do have a plan B, which is going to be if our staff members, if Kathy is not able to get a direct billing. Plan B so far will be using a credit card, right, Kat?
Yes.
That we could have, or maybe staff members will make their own reservation and then get reimbursed later. Many of our staff members don't or cannot afford to to use that, so we're trying to make this easier for everybody.
And if I can help you on the ACB, I will see what I can do on that. They should be able to work with you.
It's a hotel, right?
The ACB, the hotel in Omaha is being she told me to go ahead and make reservations and then she would put them on a direct bill.
Okay. Well, that's the least we can do to make it accessible to you guys. Not a hardship.
Yep. We're still short of staff in Lincoln, Omaha, the center, the Nebraska Business Enterprise, the technology manager, and the business office. However, yesterday the business office has a second interview with the finalist, and I understand they're going to offer the job to that person, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a good news there. I'm sure you heard in the news that most places are having hard time recruiting staff, employees. Especially state government, our calculation is that we're like 20% short of staff, so that's being a challenge, and everybody's working at their maximum to provide the quality service we know is necessary.